Hey guys, so welcome back to another episode of the You're Making Me Laugh Stop. another episode of the YA podcast. I am your host Sabrina, and today we have a little bit of a different feature. We're doing something different. It is officially the hottest day of the year, so we are hot and we are bothered, but we must record. So I've decided today that I'm gonna invite my boyfriend on.
Oh, hello, hi.
His name is Josh. He is also an avid reader, and we are going to actually talk not about a book today, but instead we're going to talk about what actually makes a YA novel a YA novel. So I mean characteristics, I'm talking tropes, I'm talking, is it the person in the book, or is it the age of the characters? So all those kind of good things. So Josh, in your opinion, what makes a YA novel a YA novel?
Okay, so firstly, thanks for having me here. And secondly, I'd like to say, in my opinion, what I think makes a YA novel is the characters. I'll say, start with the characters. They have to be either teenagers to, like, from the adolescence period to literally a young adult period. So that would be maybe 20 to 25. And yeah, and so with those characters comes conventions. Usually when you're dealing with that kind of age, it usually tends to be like romance or like a coming of age, sort of like those sappy teen dramas. If in with no disrespect to those who write YA novels, a lot of them tend to be quite like samey, because, and that's not their fault. I mean, when you're it's like YA is sort of like its own genre, sort of like whether it be crime, mystery, action, or adventure. YA is its own genre, so under that genre, there's conventions such as, like I said, romance, coming of age, and they all tend to be set in high school, because that tends to be like the perfect institution or environment for said change or said growth to happen. So, yeah.
Cool. Mentioning, going off the fact that you said that YA novels are normally set for people, like the characters are normally within the age of about maybe like 13 to about 20, 25. I read a lot recently that says that most YA novels and YA literature are geared towards people between the ages of 13 and about 18 years old.
Okay.
So in respect to that, then would you feel that like reading a YA novel at the age you're at, so you're 21, that you shouldn't be able to access them anymore? Or because, like, if they're for all that demographic, then surely you would have done all you need to know from that book and you should move on to adult books, if that makes any sense.
No, that does make sense. I'd say they're still suitable for me, because although they're geared towards 13 to 18-year-olds, I think someone my age, I'm still a young adult, I'm still learning things. I think YAs tend to be just for 13 to 18-year-olds, because that tends to be, you know, from, is that 13, like year 9? To 18 is like sixth form.
Yeah.
So like going back to what I said, high school is, or secondary school, sorry. It's like, that's the perfect time for like most YA stories to happen. But the whole point of YA is sort of like a coming of age sort of. And I think as a 21-year-old, that still applies to me, because although like after 18 to 21 is like a different sort of environment, it's still like university, for example. And that's still an educational institution. And that still requires a coming of age. Like everyone says that you like a big change happens to your personality in university. So I still believe that a YA is suitable for me. But that isn't to say I shouldn't read adult novels, because with age, you just tend to, I don't know if your tastes change, but you eventually grow out of things. Like you can't sort of like, you can't like children's books forever.
No, I get that.
You have to eventually move on to more adult or harder material. So yeah.
Fair enough. And do you feel like a YA, so basically, in my opinion, YA novels classify as YA novels because the person in the novel, the protagonist or the like the main characters are within that sort of age. So they are like maybe 13 to, let's say, 20. But do you feel the same about that, or do you feel like it's different? Like, I don't know. Like,
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it only makes sense, because someone who's like in their 30s or 40s can't really call that YA book, can you?
Fair enough. But what if the person in the book, for example, has the mentality of someone older or younger. So say it's classified as a YA book, but the person in the book has a mentality of someone who is, say, much mature for their age, say 25 or 30, but they're 20, or say they are an adult, but they have the thought processes of someone much younger than themselves. Would that then count as a YA novel or not?
I get what you're saying, but I think, like, in real life, although let's paint the picture that we're all teenagers back in secondary school, majority of us are going to act like, you know, a conventional teenager, but there are some, you know, I don't want to say odd cases because that makes it has like poor connotations, but just certain people who sort of stand out from the crowd who, like you said, have a mentality that is, you know, beyond the years of a normal teenager.
Yeah.
I think that is still a YA because although you are, you seem more mature, you still, since you're still in that environment around, you, although you stand out from the crowd, you're still amongst the crowd of those who are usually teenagers. So you're sort of still in that environment and you're still in secondary school. Regardless of whether you have this adult mentality, you're still like the age that you are. You still have to go through these teenage problems, this, that, and the other. And for the adult that might have a younger mindset, I think that can still be considered not YA or for an adult book, because I think there's some tackling in a situation like that where an adult has a mentality that presents them as somewhat younger than their actual age, that could, like, if the author wanted to, that could, like, present itself a story that deals with certain complexities of growth or age that I think would be more suitable for an adult book.
Okay, cool. So you would say that, so say for example, an author wrote a series of books where the protagonist started out at being, let's say, 12 years old, and as the books went on, he got older until he got to, somehow they managed to get to a book where he was, let's say, 30 years old. Would that book then still not be a YA book anymore, or would it be an adult book now because he is technically older? I'm asking the whole question, so
No, it's cool. I'm just thinking, I think then, to answer that question, then you sort of have to look at said author's writing style as well, because I think writing style comes into YA as well. Like, sorry, just to go off on a bit, YA's, if it's like high school, whatever, or romance, it'll be like, you know, would it be dialogue heavy? I'd say it'd be dialogue heavy because it's about the interaction with this protagonist with other teenagers or whatnot. But, and that could be one writing style, and that would be the conventional YA style. And obviously, there has to be dialogue in any book or most books, but with an adult one or other books, it might deal more with setting or this, that, any other that might fit under an adult book. So I think personally, if it starts off as like you're 12 or 13 and then you somehow end up when you're 30 or 45, then it's not a YA, because I think a YA, if it starts off YA, it has to finish YA. That's me personally. So if you start off 12, you have to sort of finish when you're like 18 or something. I know it may sound silly, but that's just the way I see it, because can I use the example of Kite Runner?
Yeah, sure. Go
so Kite Runner, his name, Amir. Amir, he's like, he starts off when he's like 10 or something?
Yeah.
10. I wouldn't even call that YA, really. But
we were having a debate about this before.
Yeah.
Because I was saying it was a YA book.
Yeah.
Just because he is young in it, and there is that sense of Bildungsroman, which is what they call the...
Bildungsroman.
Yeah, coming-of-age thing.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a lot of coming-of-age in that book. Like, you know, like, obviously, like, they go through a lot, like, within that book. And I think even though it does flick back between the past and present, I would still classify it as YA. I know a lot of people don't classify it as YA, and maybe if you guys want, you can tell me why you think it's YA, why you don't think it's YA, because I'm open to that, having that discussion. But Josh doesn't think it's a YA. I do think it's a YA.
Can I say my piece?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so yeah, so Amir starts off when he's 10, but let's be honest, even though he was 10, once again, he was beyond his years.
Yeah.
And just the way Khaled Hosseini writes, it's just very powerful. And it, you wouldn't see that in most YA authors. And another thing, just obviously I don't want to spoil it for those who may or are us currently reading it, but the book deals with some very dark and heavy themes, and a lot of the events that happen are sort of like heart-wrenching even for an adult to read. And and the setting, just the political conflict that was going on during the time is quite heavy for a YA book. And then also going back to what I said about that, if it has to start and finish as a YA, although Amir starts off when he's 10, he grows at like a rapid rate to the point where when he, at the end, he's like, he's older. I was about to spoil it, but no, he's just older at the end. And so instead of calling it like a YA, I'll just say it's sort of like a story. It's just a progression of time, like a natural story.
Yeah.
You eventually, you start off young and then you just, as life goes on, you...
But is that not a literary device? Because obviously, like, Hosseini was trying to, like, fit, like, so much into this one book. Obviously, like, it read really well. It read amazingly well. But at the same time, by trying to shove, like, so much age progression into, like, one book, is that not too much? Should he not have, like...
Are you saying maybe he should have, like, focused on, like, a certain age?
Yes, an aspect of the of his life, maybe in one book, and then, like...
But I think, not being shady, but you kind of just proved my point as to why it's not a YA.
Okay.
Because if... Because it's not a YA book, it's more of just a... It's not even historical fiction, it's just a fictional story.
I think it counts as historical fiction. I think it can, technically.
Technically. But do you get what I mean? Like, yeah, historical fiction is more like we're focusing on this era in time. But...
Okay, well, quickly, mentioning that then, can you ever have a YA book that is historically, that is historical fiction? Because if YA books are mostly fictional... And mostly made up of made up characters and made up places, well, not made up places, but like fictional
made
places,
up, like,
fictional characters, made up interactions.
Yeah.
Can you have something that is? Can you stop moving around?
I'm trying to get comfy.
Can you have something that is like rooted in history?
Here's the thing. That's why I said YA is sort of like its own genre.
Yeah.
Because there are YA books, and then I think with The Kite Runner, it's a fictional story. So YA is its own genre in the sense of, when I say YA, although I don't want to put it in a bubble, it kind of puts itself in a bubble. When you think of YA, you think of romance, sappy romance, high school.
Yeah, that is true, yeah.
The reason why, in my opinion, The Kite Runner is not YA is because it's not, it sets itself as, it's part of the genre of, what kind of genre would you call it? It's like a memoir. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I guess, but...
Because it's Amir telling his life.
Do memoirs have to be, like, factually... accurate, then? Or does that make them biographies? I'm confused.
I mean, if it's all the truth, then that's a biography or autobiography.
Like a fictional memoir, I guess?
I guess, but then, yeah, like a fictional memoir, because it's fictional because obviously he doesn't exist, but as readers, we have to pretend this all happened.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, a fictional memoir. And so I think that's why it's not a YA, because although in YAs it'll usually be a teenager recounting said event or events in the high school, it's YA because of the conventions that tend to come under YA, just the romance, the dialogue, and whatnot.
Fair enough.
That's just how I feel. I mean, it's since it's literature, it's all subjective. It's just I feel that YA, it has to start and finish when you're a young adult.
Yeah.
And it has to follow certain conventions.
Do you feel like a YA book can't be... Troy, do you feel like a novel can't be classified as a YA book if there is no sort of... tying off of the plot, if that makes any sense? Like, if there's no, like, at the end, like, it was resolved, or they all live happily ever after, or she moved away to be better, or she went to university, or do you know what I mean? Like, do you feel like if there's not any of that tying off of the end, they can't be a YA novel? Or not?
It's weird, because, like, any genre, it bends and it shifts and it grows, because... Let me just throw in one of my favourite series of all time, Scoldbury Pleasant.
Okay.
Main character, Stephanie, starts off when she's like 12.
Does that count as a YA novel, though? Because
I was about to say, that's why it changes.
Because personally, I always feel like I see Scoldbury Pleasant, no shade, I always feel like I see it in a children's section.
No, that's not shade at all, because although that's what I'm trying to say, I think that genre is sort of, they want to evolve all that. Just like me... I'm probably a prime example of why genres want to evolve, because me saying YAs are just romance, sappy high school romances, YA as a genre would be like, I don't want to just be known as that, because that tends to have just very negative connotations, or that's all I'm ever going
to
be.
I feel like in the past, YAs were definitely that, but I feel like now they've evolved to be a lot more, tell a lot more story, and they give a lot more, like, truth and emotion to their characters, and they sort of lay them out. For example, it's like, for example, take Twilight, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Twilight was written, and the way it was written, there was never given, they never gave much physical description to Bella, and that's supposedly because Stephanie Meyer wanted you to be able to see yourself in her shoes, so you could be like, oh, like, I'm in this world, you know, sort of like when you read a fan fiction, or when you read a Wattpad, and it's like a Your Name kind of situation,
yeah,
kind of one of those. But I think nowadays, like, a lot of authors that write sorry, real question. Is there ever is there like a female version of author? It's just author, isn't it? Like author's like.
What do you mean female version?
As in like it's not like author and authoress. It's just like author. Like everyone's just an author, isn't it?
Yeah, you're a female author.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know why I thought about that for a second. But yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So it's just like I feel like nowadays like. They tend to give characters more weight, you know, like they describe them, they look at backstories. They don't tend to just like sort of make them really vague and like unidentifiable so that you can fit yourself into that situation. It's more about the character and how you can relate to the character and less about how you can, how you see yourself in the character or how you become the character, if that makes sense, I guess. I don't know.
I agree with you to the extent that Scott Dougherty, I guess, started off as a YA because it had Stephanie, and she was like 12,
yeah,
as far as I remember. But then, as you know, there are loads of books in the series.
Yeah, it's like what, like
there's like
13,
35, and
oh, wait, what?
It was a joke. There are over like 13 though.
Yeah,
and
how does someone write that much?
Like, and it comes to out quick.
Yeah, and like it'd be consistently good, quote unquote good.
Yeah, they're bestsellers, as far as I know. And he did a whole other series, but anyway, that's just me fanboying over Derek Landy. But yeah, Stephanie eventually like grows up like. To the past the point, in my opinion, where she's considered a young adult. But I think, in a weird way, it developed from, you know, a kid's book to there are some dark points. And, like, sometimes it might be quite gory scenes. So I guess you could consider horror or gore. So it's like young adult horror gore. But then also, in the later books, they introduce this school, this academy. And then it sort of shifts focus from Stephanie to this new character and his complexities about dealing with this school. So I guess it's a mixture. That's why the genre YA, or just any genre, bends and shifts. Because it can start off as YA, but then it can grow into, you know, like something I said, else. Something else. Yeah. So, all I'm saying is conventionally, YAs are sappy romance. And that's why I wouldn't consider Kite Runner such as that. Because it's just the themes that I feel it tackles aren't really geared towards younger people. But then, that is to say, like we were talking about when a young person might have an older mentality or an older person might have a younger mentality. Although Kite Runner isn't geared towards the young adult audience, there are some young adults or kids who are maybe even 13 who have the mind of an adult and they could handle Kite Runner.
Yeah.
But I feel...
like I read it quite young. I think I read it when I was maybe like 15 or something. I read it like
2 weeks ago. But yeah. Although they might handle it, we sort of... In some cases, not the best two, but I'll say in this case, you sort of have to think about the masses. Who is it geared towards? So it's an audience. It's not one person who's a target audience. And I can confidently say I don't think the Kite Runner is geared towards a young adult audience. That's why I feel like there's certain rules or conventions that come under YA. Like, you can read a book and be like, that's definitely YA, or that's definitely not YA.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Cool. Just really quickly, last question. Personally...
Yeah.
How often do you read YA novels at the moment?
Like none.
You don't?
Well, I mean, you recommended one to me.
Yeah.
Do you know which one?
I don't know, no.
It starts with E.
E?
Eleanor.
Oh, Eleanor and Park?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that also on the podcast at some point.
Yeah, I won't speak about it because, to be honest, I didn't get very far. I hated it. Because it wasn't even because of... I have nothing wrong with the YA environment of high school. It's kind of what I was expecting.
Yeah.
It's just those characters, man.
Yeah, I feel like as well, especially like books like that, their authors tend to go for the kind of thing where it's like, where this girl's like, oh, I'm not like other girls. I'm quirky and I'm weird and I'm unapproachable. And that's why I'm not friends with anyone. And it's just like, and I feel like with cases like that, I feel like they really try to relate to like girls who feel like isolated and lonely in school. But at the same time, I mean, maybe this sounds really mean, but I'm going to come out and say it anyway. The girls in these novels could really just be friends with someone and...
I was about to say something mean as well, so and, that's fine. I was just about to say, you're not really special. Like, the fact that they paint these girls as I'm quirky and unapproachable. And yeah, okay, maybe you are. And no one's telling you to conform with the crowd, but don't be like...
standoffish.
Or like, it's their fault that I'm... like, this way. You know, it takes two to tango, isn't it? Like, okay, maybe the crowd does suck and they're just, you know, they all just follow the crowd. But at the same time, you know, put in some effort as well. Because the girls who tend to be... Girls who tend to be quirky, unapproachable, all that, they have their own crosses to bear and they can be quite annoying characters as well because they're so standoff from the crowd. Whenever someone tries to approach them, they're like, leave me alone. Let me just brood because I'm the main character and I have to be by myself.
Yeah. And one last final thing. Sorry, I lied. Do you think YA novels are geared more towards girls than boys?
I think they are geared more towards girls, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Okay, cool.
Yeah, because... Oh, wait, can I quickly say something? Back to the previous question. I was going to say, perhaps, like, for Eleanor and Park, the reason why I didn't like it is just what I've been reading a lot recently. So maybe YAs or any book in general, although it has to be, I guess, well-written or a good novel, I think it's also that plus what have I been reading recently. Because it's a weird one, because say if you've been reading fantasy or big epics for like a good couple of months, you could either move on to an epic because you want to read it, or the next epic you read is like, oh, I just read all these other epics, I can't be asked to read it.
Yeah.
Or if I'm reading all these epics and I suddenly move on to a YA, like Eleanor and Park, it's such a big shift.
Yeah.
That I'm like, no, I'm not ready for this. I'm not in the mindset. I've been reading about war and all this, and suddenly high school. That isn't to say high school shouldn't be taken seriously, but do you get what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand completely.
Like,
yeah.
It's like with certain animes. I'm just going to throw an anime here. Yes, I am. And like, if you're just watching all these comedies and whatnot, and then you suddenly move on to horror and total seriousness, you could either really like it because it's such a tonal shift, or you could either hate it because you just want to watch comedies. So with Eleanor and Park, for me, I think I came under the category of, I was reading, say, all these books that come under category B,
yeah,
and Eleanor Park was category A,
yeah,
and it was so off. The change was so quick and so sudden that I was like, I'm not feeling this.
No, that's cool.
Plus, I just didn't like the characters.
Fair enough. If anyone else wants to come on the podcast with me to talk about Eleanor and Park, send me a DM or send me an email at collabyapodcast@gmail.com, or you can message at collabyapod on Twitter and I will get back to you. I think that's all we have time for today. It's a really short one, short and sweet, because the weather is ridiculously hot in London today. So I am gonna go, and hopefully I'll see you guys soon. You'll hear from me soon. And thank you, Josh, for coming on the podcast.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And yeah, that's about it.